Spring is a season full of new life and new opportunities to celebrate. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller. Anniversaries, new babies, graduations, plus everything in between, discover the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit us at The Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or Easton Town Center.
First up on Columbus Perspective, joining me on the phone, Steve Lawrence, who is Senior Vice President of Independent Sales at Cardinal Health, and also Jesse Cannon, Vice President of Community Relations for Cardinal Health. How are you?
Good.
Well, this morning.
Thanks for talking to us. Steve, Cardinal Health, obviously one of the largest companies in the U.S. It's often right at or near the top for largest Ohio employer. Tell us what Cardinal Health is and what it does.
So thanks for giving us the time this morning. I mean, Cardinal Health is a large global healthcare company. We've got two segments. One is a medical segment. One's a pharmaceutical segment. I've spent most of my career in the pharmaceutical segment. And what we do is we sell prescription medications to pharmacies of all different types all across the country so that they can order today and get their medications tomorrow so patients can make sure they get the prescriptions they need at the time that they need them.
And Jesse, being involved with community relations, obviously that's a huge undertaking for a company that size.
Yeah, it is. But I would say what's wonderful about this organization is it is really part of the culture of Cardinal Health is to give back to the community. So we attract people who are interested in giving back to the community. And what our role is in community relations is supporting our employees and getting engaged in causes that they care about and causes that we care about as a company.
And obviously with the opioid epidemic that has been happening across the nation and in large part in Ohio as well, the Cardinal Health Foundation has created a lot of activity in an effort to combat that, right?
We have. So back in, and Steve, again, can talk in more detail about Generation Rx that started 10 years ago as a partnership with the OSU College of Pharmacy. And that prevention education work is part of the foundation of what we have worked on through the community relations team related to the opioid epidemic. But in 2017, launched a much broader effort to address the opioid epidemic. Generation Rx was foundational. From the foundation, we issued around $3 million in grants to community organizations in four states that were hardest hit by the epidemic. So Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Tennessee. And those grants are supporting community organizations working on everything from preventing unnecessary prescribing to collective impact approaches to addressing the issue and specifically around prevention education with multiple audiences. We also donated around 80,000 doses of Narcan to first responders in those four states. We hosted a symposium at Brown University with medical school faculty from more than 30 colleges across the country, really focused on, again, addressing the root cause. So how do we build a different kind of curriculum for physicians or as we're training physicians to address not only prevention, but also how you address treatment should a patient present with those issues. And then we've been engaged in a multi-year effort with Kroger, who has been a great partner, around drug take-back events. So we are part of a partnership with Kroger. Just in April, one of the national drug enforcement agencies, drug take-back days, about 200 Kroger stores across the country participated with us. We also support, in partnership with Steve's team, actually retail independent pharmacists getting engaged in that work to make sure that people are properly disposing of unused medication. So we believe there isn't a silver bullet. It's going to take multiple solutions, and that's how we have begun to address it from the Cardinal Health perspective.
And Steve, Generation Rx, Jesse mentioned, started 10 years ago. Tell us what it is and why it did start.
Yeah, we've seen an issue for years with prescription medication being misused, and the latest, biggest one is the opioids, but every single prescription is written for a single individual and should be taken by that individual, and when not taken by that individual and somebody else, bad things can happen. So 10 years ago, we decided to partner with the Ohio State University College of Pharmacy, and we created an evidence-informed prevention education program through a partnership with them and their education college. It's grown more than I could ever imagine. It started out with one presentation to talk to children about the proper use of prescription medications. It's now grown to presentations for all different ages, and we have partnered with a lot of people to continue to present this across the country, children, middle schools, high schools, college kids, adults, seniors. Everybody needs to know that these prescriptions can be harmful, and when misused can cause real problems. So we go all the way from trying to teach the children to understand that these prescriptions are written for a person, all the way to the senior who may have unused medications that they need to make sure they get locked up because people may be coming into their homes and may have access to these things. So what we really focus on were four simple but very important messages that we thought we wanted to get across. The first is we wanted to make sure that the medications are taken by the person they're prescribed for exactly as they're prescribed for. The second is we wanted to teach people to never share your medications. As harmful as you might think a medication is, any medication in the wrong hands can do real harm, leading to death. So we wanted to make sure we got that message across. The third piece was to store your prescriptions securely. And then as Jesse said, there's a lot of unused medications out there, and we really want people to dispose of them properly. So we've partnered with a lot of people on these drug take-back days. And then the last one is we wanted to create an outreach program to bring materials to where anybody can teach other people about the problems with medication safety. We obviously partner, my team and a lot of Cardinal Health, we partner with pharmacists. But these presentations on the Generation Rx website, any person can use them. Any person can take them to a school or to a civic organization or any gathering of people and can talk about the effects of prescription misuse. And so we tried to write it in that light, and we did a really good job, I think, with the Ohio State College of Pharmacy, making sure that this is not just for pharmacists or doctors to present. We have employees that have presented this for years, and it's been very, very effective.
Talking with Steve Lawrence and Jesse Cannon from Cardinal Health, when you look at the Generation Rx website, Steve, as you mentioned, you've got all these this material now that people can use, and it's broken down to different age-appropriate levels and categorized: elementary, teen, college, adult, older adult, patient, and working on one for the workplace as well. And when you click on these, even like for teens, there are not only brochures that can be handed out by groups that are involved in this, but skits that can be done by kids. There's videos to look at. There's all kinds of material there.
Yeah, the big thing that, like I said before, we really wanted to create an outreach program. And I appreciate you giving us the method to get the word out. Any person out there that's listening that wants to get involved in the community can go to GenerationRx.org and download these presentations. You can take them to your children's school. You can take them to, you know, like we said, any gathering of people, and you can have a great conversation. The younger kids in the middle school and high school, there's some fun mixed in with, you know, learning, because it's not all going to be presentation-style, fact-based learning. There's definitely some patient engagement, child engagement in these programs. So it's been used by everybody. And that, what I would tell you is our employees at Cardinal Health have presented for the last probably 8-9 years in every single state in the country, at least every year. And we have partnered and been lucky with thousands and thousands of pharmacists across the country who have grabbed onto these programs, gone in and taught, you know, millions of people about the issues around prescription drug abuse. And at the end of the day, our whole goal is to make sure that a child knows not to take that pill the first time. And if we can stop that and let people know the concerns around the misuse of prescription drugs, then we're all going to be better for it, and we're going to end up with better communities and a better society at the end of the day.
And Jesse Cannon, you're also heavily involved in Generation RX. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, Dave, I was just going to give you an example of what Steve was talking about. So for the last couple of years, just as an example, we have had multiple volunteers from Cardinal Health go over to Tyler Run Elementary, which is in Powell. And those volunteers, in essence, take over the school for the week. And they teach every child in every classroom safe medication practices through the Generation RX materials. The principal has been a big champion of this. It meets a need that she sees in her population, and actually that is now a requirement from the state about providing medication safety education in the classroom, in particular related to the opioid epidemic. I had the opportunity to sit in on the kindergarten classroom where our employees were working with kindergarten children, playing a couple games. One of them is called Candy versus Medicine, where children are asked, given visual aids, to choose which one's candy and which one's medicine. And it becomes obvious very quickly how confusing that can be to children, and an opportunity to reinforce that you always need to have medicine take medicine from a trusted adult, that you can never be really sure if it's medicine unless you're doing so. They also played a game called Good Choice versus Bad Choice, where they're given a variety of scenarios about using medication or finding medication, and asked if it's a good choice or bad choice. Again, an opportunity for a trusted adult to talk with them about those choices and talk with them about some of the sensitivities and issues that they need to consider. The kids were unbelievably engaged in this. They get excited and energized, and it's a really interactive way, and I think we all know that kids learn best through that sort of interactive dialogue. So it's just really a great opportunity to get those medication safety messages out.
What is the impact of these types of programs, and I'm asking this, I guess, of either one of you, in schools? Because, you know, for decades we heard about the DARE program. It was very active, and then we heard some critics who said it really isn't as effective as people might think it is. And whether that's true or not, and what I wonder about all of it is, these days, with opioids killing 5,000 people a year in Ohio, a lot of kids these days know people and families, maybe their own, who've been impacted by these drugs. And I would think that kids go into these kind of programs with a completely different mindset than they might have 10 years ago.
Yeah, Dave, I'll take a stab at that. There's, it's a complex thing to get materials like this into the curriculum of schools across the country. What we've seen, the real benefit and the success has been driven from the people that are in the community, getting involved in the community and going into the local schools. We obviously, as Jesse said, we've had some educators and administrators that have been big champions all across the country. Some states, some local schools have put some of this in the curriculum. But almost every school we go to has opened up with open arms to let us come in, us or our customers or anyone come in to have these presentations and talk about it. So it's not a formal process that we've created. We've basically put it out and we've let people in the communities get involved. But I'll give you an example of the impact and the reason why our people have been so committed to it is, this is one of those things where when you give something, what you get back is much more rewarding. And I'll give you an example that 2 to 3 times that I can recall, and one time I was participating in it, and a couple others I've gotten letters from people about it. But we've done presentations at high schools, and 2 to 3 times that I know of, the next day a student has come up to one of the administrators or one of the educators in the school and said, you know what, I've got a problem with this, and I need help. And all those kids have gotten help, and we've turned the life around, and we've basically, you know, hopefully helped somebody make a better decision and get the help that they needed when they made a bad one. So that in itself is enough reward for anybody to take these materials, go to the school where their kids are, and try to educate people, because it's really going to take everybody in the country to understand this and be educators and be willing to talk about it. Too many times we've put these things in the dark and not talked about them. And I think this is an opportunity for everybody to grab a hold of this. They can go to elementary school. They can go to any school they want. They go to seniors. They can go to colleges, have a big issue. One of the things that we've been really lucky and I've been amazed by is through a partnership with one of the associations, the pharmacy associations, we have hundreds and hundreds of universities across the country who have created Generation Rx chapters, and they actually give an award every year for the best generation, the most impactful Generation Rx presentation that a university group of students in their Generation Rx chapter is given to their school. So it's everywhere. Like I said, our pharmacists are involved, our employees are involved, we've got students and universities involved, and that's really what it's going to take, is getting the word out and making sure people know that there are tools out there that are available for them that they can download for free and they can use, and they can, and as they use those, the rewards that they'll get back from what they've given to the community are amazing.
And Dave, I, this is Jesse. I will just add that to reinforce what Steve said, really we believe awareness and prevention are the key. Generation Rx has done a great job of getting messaging out there, but because we think it's so important, we have also joined the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance, which was launched via nationwide insurance and various community partners, including the local Adam Board here in Franklin County, really focused on prevention messaging. So Don't Live in Denial, Ohio, the public awareness campaign that's been launched and we are supporting, has a couple of key messages. One, talking to your kids about drug misuse and abuse, and two, properly disposing of leftover opioids when you're finished. So obviously those are very consistent with our Generation Rx messaging, and the Alliance is yet another opportunity to raise awareness, and then Generation Rx really creates that opportunity for a 1-2 punch. Once folks are aware, they're really clamoring for something to do to help support education. And the Generation Rx resources give folks an opportunity to get active and get engaged to educate folks in the community.
That's again Jesse Cannon, Vice President of Community Relations. We're also talking with Steve Lawrence, Senior Vice President of Independent Sales at Cardinal Health. Where do you see all this 5 or 10 years down the line, Steve? It started 10 years ago, Generation Rx. Where is it headed?
Well, it's bigger than I could have ever imagined. So just to give you an idea of the breadth, like I said, there's hundreds of universities that have chapters that participate. We have many, many states, over 40 states, have recognized pharmacists that have gotten involved with Generation Rx. We give money out for charities to customers that get involved. So to me, if I could look forward another 10 years and on the 20th anniversary, if we had more and more just regular citizens of the United States aware of this, downloading this and taking this into their schools and into their communities, then I think we'll all win. And I think it's really a community outreach program to get the word out and let people know that this website exists and these tools are constantly updated. We've got them in several languages. And if we can continue to grow that website and the presence in the communities, then I think we'll all win, because it really is about education and people understanding that these prescription medications are extremely valuable when used by the right person for the right use. But any prescription medication can lead to extremely harmful effects if used by the wrong person for the wrong use. And so it's really a fairly simple message. It doesn't really focus on one particular thing. It's any prescription medication of any kind can cause harm. And when there's excess medications, there's ways to get rid of it. And so it's really educating people on something that has kind of been kept in the dark for years, that we as a society have a problem with prescription medication misuse. And if we can shed some light on that and get more and more people talking about it, then we'll educate people. And at the end of the day, what we want is we just want the people to make the right decision that first time and not take that first pill. Because when they take that first pill the wrong way, that leads down a path that causes problems. And so if we can stop that, then we're all going to be better for it.
Jesse, you had mentioned, you know, working with Ohio State University with this Generation RX, and just a couple of months ago, it was announced that Ohio State got that $66 million federal grant to study the opioid crisis in Ohio in several counties and try to figure out ways to combat it. And it just continues to strengthen that partnership that you have with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a big win, not just for Ohio State, but potentially has implications for what happens across the country. They were one of really only a few grantees for that particular work. So it is a huge opportunity, and they are looking at the whole continuum of the issue of the opioid epidemic. So everything from prevention, including Generation RX and training related to Generation RX as part of that proposal, all the way through appropriate evidence-based treatment. So it's a big win for our community, and we're looking forward to a continued partnership to find ways we can support additional work there.
Talking again with Steve Lawrence and Jesse Cannon from Cardinal Health. Steve, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, in closing, I would just love to thank the work that the Ohio State College of Pharmacy has done. They've been dedicated to this project for over 10 years. Dr. Cannahill from the Ohio State College of Pharmacy was kind of what I call the father of Generation RX. It was his idea. The Cardinal Health Foundation, want to thank them for funding it. But most importantly, I want to thank every one of the people out there, our employees, other people in the country, and hundreds of pharmacists across the country who have taken their time to understand this issue, download these things, and take them in and educate people about it. So that's the biggest thing that we can do. And like I said before, if we can continue that outreach and get more and more people involved, I think we'll have better communities for it. And at the end of the day, if we have great, thriving communities, we're going to have a great, thriving nation. So this can be a way to help stop a serious epidemic that we have in society today. So I just wanted to send a shout-out to all those people who have been involved and urge those people who haven't been involved, maybe sitting on the sideline, to get involved. It's easy. It's fun. When you do it, you'll give an hour or two of your time, and it'll be worth a lifetime. So please get involved if you can.
And Jesse?
I couldn't have said it better myself. So I think Steve did a nice job of really communicating that message. The most important message there is get engaged. I think that's what the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance is all about, raising awareness, and Generation RX resources are an opportunity for folks to, as individuals, get out and get engaged in this issue. It is going to take all of us contributing to the solution, and we hope that these Generation RX resources can be even a small part of that.
Okay, and Jesse, where do folks get the information again about Generation RX or anything else?
Easy to go to the website, generationrx.org, that I think Steve mentioned a couple of times. Resources are there. As you mentioned, Dave, by audience, so depending on where you're going, whether it's a school or a senior center, you can select those resources, download them, and you'll be ready to go.
Okay. Jesse Cannon, Vice President, Community Relations, and Steve Lawrence, Senior Vice President of Independent Sales for Cardinal Health. Thanks to both of you for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.